A woman being held at the Cleveland County Jail has died. Details on the people picked for top state leadership jobs. And a utility in northeastern Oklahoma is seeking a rate hike. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, September 3rd. I'm Deborah Ashar. An inmate at the Cleveland County Jail has died by suicide. As KGOU's Hannah France reports, this is the second suicide death in less than 2 weeks.
49-year-old Danielle Deanne McComb was found in her cell hanging from a blanket tied into a noose last Wednesday. She was taken to the hospital and put on life support, but was later found brain dead and removed from life support. She died the next day. Jail officials say McComb did not appear to be in distress during cell checks the day prior to the incident, and that she was found hanging just 9 minutes following her return to her cell after a phone call with her mother. She had been in jail for less than a week on drug trafficking charges. Another inmate, 58-year-old Daniel Edward Freeman, was found unresponsive in his cell and later pronounced dead at the hospital just days before McComb's death. Both deaths were reported as suicides, but the state medical examiner's office is still to investigate. I'm Hannah France.
Dozens of Oklahoma superintendents say they will not change their practices for State Superintendent Ryan Walter's Bible Directive. That mandate says every classroom must have a Bible and schools must incorporate it as an instructional resource. State Impact's Beth Wallace has details on the results of a new survey.
State Impact sent a survey to superintendents and 54 responded. About 90% say they are not changing their policies to require educators to teach about the Bible. About 75% say they are not providing physical copies of the Bible to every classroom. And about two-thirds say they are concerned about potential retaliation from the State Department for noncompliance. Chuck McCauley is the superintendent at Bartlesville Public Schools. Like the majority of other respondents, he says the main reason for not making changes at his district is because state law says only districts have the authority to make decisions about instructional materials.
At the end of the day, my job is to do what I think is the right thing to do and follow the law. And to me, the law clearly says what we're doing is right. So that's what we're going to continue to do.
Asked for a response to the survey results, a spokesperson for Walters says districts are required to teach the state academic standards, and Walters, quote, has a wide range of tools to deal with rogue districts who may try to test this fact. State Impact asked, because the standards have not changed, are schools that haven't changed their practices out of compliance with the standards? The department did not respond. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Read more about the survey and the superintendent's responses at kgou.org. Governor Kevin Stitt is filling top leadership positions at two of the state's most essential agencies. As State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us, both appointees have a long history of working with the governor or influential lawmakers.
Jeffrey Cartmell will serve as the executive director of the Oklahoma Department of Human Services. Rick Rose will serve in the same capacity at the Oklahoma Office of Management and Enterprise Services. One agency keeps the state's people healthy and safe. The other does the same for the state's money and assets. Stitt offered high praise for both men's work ethic and commitment to serving Oklahomans. Cartmell was the governor's pick to head the Oklahoma Office of Juvenile Affairs last year, after serving as a lawyer for the Oklahoma Secretary of State and Stitt's office. Rose, who will be taking over OMES, previously served as the Speaker of the House's Chief of Staff and Special Counsel. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
An electric utility in northeastern Oklahoma is asking to increase how much it charges its customers. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Grayson Wheeler has more on how this request compares to other recent rate hikes.
Northeast Oklahoma Electric Cooperative is based in Vinita and serves more than 38,000 customers in the state's northeast corner. If the Oklahoma Corporation Commission approves the request, electric rates would increase by nearly 5%, boosting the cooperative's annual revenue by about $4.5 million. The cooperative says the rate hike is necessary to provide safe and reliable electrical service. It says its current revenue isn't enough. This would be the Northeast Oklahoma Electric Cooperative's first rate hike since 2010. For comparison, OG&E, the state's largest electric utility, applied for 6 rate reviews in that same time and most recently implemented a 6.6% rate hike in July. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.